Denise, how are you?
I am great, Tony. How are you this morning?
How did you allow me to drag you up so early this morning?
Well, you know, hey, I've already been out and run and all sorts of things, so no problem.
Well, thanks for jumping on board here with us. Interesting story about information that recently was released. Young adults are still leaving the area. They're still leaving the state. And I know that experts like you are trying to find ways to retain talent. I know that this information has to be disappointing.
Well, you know, it's very interesting to me, Tony. It is it's something that we've had a challenge with for quite a while. So the data is, you know, very, very subtly beginning to move in the right direction. But the reality is all of the anecdotal evidence is very positive. So at the event where we released this data, we had a panel of young professionals that are bullish on Greater Lansing. So there's a lot of great energy, a lot of people talking about momentum and vibrancy in the region, which is what it's really all about to these young folks. They want to be connected, they want to be influencers, and they want a cool place. And a lot of that sort of thing is happening, so I feel like we're getting the right ingredients together and we're seeing progress, but where there's a lot more work to do to see these numbers really change.
Well, the report from the Capital Area Michigan Works as well as LEAP showed that the Greater Lansing area's population of younger adults, those 25 to 34, dropped just less than 2% from 2000 to 2010. We knew about this, but I know that shedding light on that still is somewhat disappointing to you. But I guess if you look at the nationwide age group, that group grew by 2.9%. So there's a lot of those folks out there. We have to find a way to keep them.
Yes, and that's really the key. You know, for me, Tony, it's all about leverage. So, you know, when you look at what some of those numbers are, we don't have as much of a share of these folks as some of our, you know, sister communities that we compare ourselves to around the region, whether it's Durham, Chapel Hill, or Madison, Wisconsin, or whatever the case may be. We do not have, you know, another big component of this is education. So, you know, how many of this demographic, which is 24 to 35, how many of them, you know, have higher education degrees? So if you look at some of our numbers, we're at 36.5% on that, but a lot of our competitors, if you will, as regions, are up at 50%. And if you look at the people really setting the bar for highly educated young talent, like Cambridge, Massachusetts, is at 60. Ann Arbor's not far behind them. So it's really finding the right way to communicate the right message to them and to make them feel included in our community and keep them here after college.
I wonder if... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
We have a university effect like most places with an institution like Michigan State where we're inherently going to lose a lot of them. And in some cases, that's not necessarily bad, but we have to keep more of our own and we have to attract more that are coming here. And that's a place where we are doing much better. And the immigrant population that's coming in, we have positive numbers and we're keeping them very well, which is a positive thing for a number of reasons.
I was one of those 25 to 34-year-olds who left. I lived in Atlanta for a year and a half, lived in Houston for a year and a half. I ended up coming back because of I miss my family and my friends. I wonder if there's a way to keep in touch with those who graduate and maybe entice them to come back home.
Absolutely. And that is, you know, there are a lot of efforts underway on a number of fronts, but MSU has been fantastic in this regard. The Alumni Association is doing a lot. We are working with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation on a program that's out there called MISH Again, and that's directly targeted at exactly what you said, Tony. Go out and really find those people that have emotional connectivity, either the Spartans or people that have lived here, you know, at some point in their lives before, and bring them back here. You know, I'm a boomeranger also. I left. I went out to the East Coast. I was never coming back right after high school. But I'm the cliche now, you know, married three kids, and, you know, I really actually, it was great. I want to bring my family back and raise them here. So there's something very strong about that to pull that back. But we also have to get, you know, these young professionals, we talk a lot about brain drain, and, you know, I think we need to be careful in the media because, you know, we almost perpetuate that that challenge. But the young professionals that I deal with, you know, through Grand River Connection and Accelerate Lansing and all these folks, I have some on staff. They're really passionate about this region. They're really doing a lot of things. The challenge, when you look at some of the studies, is the networks between the power base and the influencers in the region and these young professionals don't overlap. But when you make it overlap, that's kind of the magic.
And it seems to be the two things that need to be done to keep this group that you're talking about, 24 to 35, here, is the great jobs, especially when you talk about job clusters, which was talked about at the policy conference last week on Mackinac Island, especially IT clusters, those white-collar jobs. But also you talk about city infrastructure, the city to live in. I look at Grand Rapids as a great showcase of that. I think Lansing's on its way there, but you need those two things, right?
You absolutely need those two things, and, you know, I'll say again what I said at the beginning, leverage. Jobs are important. We spend a lot of time on internship and connectivity. A lot of our kids leave for jobs that actually are here. So there's a huge community connectivity component to this that's a specific, you know, Greater Lansing issue. But you're exactly right. They want inclusion, and they want a robust and vibrant place. And that panel that we put up talked about that robust and vibrant place, and specifically in the last 4 years, how much they have seen that grow and how much more exciting and vibrant it is. And if we continue all of those efforts, which feel softer and aren't as data-focused, that's what's connecting with these young professionals, and it'll keep them in our region.
Denise Ferguson is president and CEO of LEAP here in Lansing. That's the Lansing Economic Area Partnership. Thanks so much, Denise.
My pleasure, Tony. Have a great day.